Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Coleman moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Juiced strikes out. 1 out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gordon moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive to left field. White throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Edwards scores. Gordon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Peck moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peck moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Bubba Harris now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Rosar to Joost covering second. The throw back to home, and Mitchell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Franks pinch hits for Pete Suter. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Feller, and towards Boudreaux, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.